And Josh, as you mentioned, this is all taking place 2 weeks ahead of schedule, and it's only some 450 troops or so, which suggests that they were pretty much at 50,000 troops anyway. Do we have any more insight into the timing of all this?
Well, the timing is tactical. They were worried about attacks on the way out of the country. So they did it, hopefully, to be out of the country before the, you know, what they would call the enemy would even realize that they're gone. So while media have been along on the ride, they had to embargo the story until today as the last troops crossed into relative safety in Kuwait. They also drove at night. So each of these, you know, long stretches of strikers, maybe 30 to 50 of them at a time, would leave around 11 p.m. in the evening and then stop at a base halfway between Baghdad and Kuwait at 7 in the morning, rest up, and then leave the next night at 11 again. We, in fact, as that package just said, were on that journey with them two nights ago.
And were you given any more insight into what counter-terrorism operations means? That's the phrase that gets those who are normally quite suspicious about the Pentagon raising an eyebrow, because that could perhaps mean anything, really.